we're staying in Tipperary. But Seamus Moore is going to sing for us. Now, we've had Seamus on the programme singing comedy numbers occasionally, but this time he wants to go back to Tipperary, and he mentions, as songs do when they speak about towns or places in Ireland, they name every little village and hamlet in the county. Here's Seamus Moore. Take me back to Tipperary.
Take me back to Tipperary on an Irish harvest morn, when the fields are decorated with crops of golden corn. To climb the Galty Mountains when the days are long in spring, smell the scented heather and hear the wild birds sing. I recall the day that I left my native home, and the days I spent around the lovely Mullinahone home. And the nights we danced in feathers with Mick Dell and his band, I can hear him say some waltzes now as he takes the old bandstand. Take me back to Tipperary on an Irish harvest morn, when the fields are decorated with crops of golden corn. Climb the Galty Mountains when the days are long in spring, to smell the scented heather and hear the wild birds sing. I long to see the Rock of Cashel standing proud and tall, and to go to Mass in Holy Cross with its ancient abbey walls. To fish along the shore from Care down to Clonmel, maybe someday I'll get my wish, sure time can only tell. Take me back to Tipperary on an Irish harvest morn, when the fields are decorated with crops of golden corn. Climb the Galty Mountains when the days are long in spring, to smell the scented heather and hear the wild birds sing. And to smell the scented heather and hear the wild birds sing.
Well, I think the hardest working musician on that particular track was the accordion player. Wonderful. Take me back to Tipperary. Now you're going to get Percy French. Now, when I say that, regular listeners will say, hello, Joe, we're going to get Brendan O'Dowda. No, you're not. Percy French, a prolific songwriter, wrote very funny songs, very serious songs, very poetic lyrics. And here, Ruby Murray. Now, you know, I've been a big fan of Ruby Murray all my life. She's telling us all about Phil the Fluter. Now, he was broke, right? He had no money. What's he going to do? He arranges a ball so that everybody can come to the ball. And when they find a hat of his convenient to the door, well, they can put the money in then, you see, and they all had a great time. Now, I think I've mentioned this before. When we mention the word corbean in Ireland, we mean a little hat, okay? Ruby Murray and Phil the Fluter's Ball.
Have you heard of Phil the Fluter of the town of Ballymuck? Times are growing hard with him, in fact the man is broke. He just sent out a notice to the neighbors one and all, as how he'd like their company that evening at a ball. And one right note he was careful to suggest to them, if they found a hat of his convenient to the door, the more they put in whenever he requested them, the better would the music be for bettering the floor. With the tooth and the flute and the twiddle of the fiddle, oh, hopping in the middle like a heron on the griddle, oh, up, down, hands around, crossing to the wall, oh, hadn't we the gaiety of Phil the Fluter's Ball. There was Mr. Dennis Dougherty, who kept the running dog, the little crooked Patty from the Terralucket Bog, boys from every barony and girls from every art, the beautiful Miss Brady in a private assam cart. Along with them came the bouncing Mrs. Cafferty, little Millie Mulligan was also to the fore. Rose, Suzanne, and Margaret O'Rafferty, the flower of Tipperary and the pride of Petrovor, with the toot and the flute, the twiddle of the fiddle, oh, hopping in the middle like a heron on the griddle, oh, up, down, hands around, crossing to the wall. Oh, hadn't we the gaiety to fill the fluter's ball? Then fill the fluter tipped a wink to little crooked Pat. I think it's nearly time, says he, for passing round the hat. So Petty passed the cobbing round and looking mighty cute, says you've got to pay the piper when he's tootherin' on the flute. All joined in with the greatest joviality, covering the buckle and the shuffle and the cut. Jigs were danced of the very finest quality, the wit a bet the company at handle in the foot, with the toot and the flute and the twiddle on the fiddle, oh, hopping in the middle like a heron on the griddle, oh, up, down, hands around, crossing to the wall. Oh, hadn't we the gaiety at Phil the Fluter's ball?
Here's the first of the emails that have come in to me during the last week or so, and it says, Joe, not so long ago you played John Kelly on the programme, which we think wonderful, but you also mentioned the similarity to Larry Cunningham. And was it last week you played a Larry Cunningham track? Have you got a recording of Larry Cunningham singing The Old Bog Road? Well, I hadn't. But I have now, because I borrowed it from a friend of mine who has a lot of Larry Cunningham material. Now, as I've told you before, this particular song means a lot to me too. It has a lot of memories for me of playing with the Jack Rowan Band in New York, my very first trip to New York. But I've told you that story before. So for Susan and Sean, who sent me in the email looking for Larry Cunningham, here's what you were looking for.
My feet are here on Broadway, this blessed harvest morn. But all the ache that's in them, for the spot where I was born. My weary hands are blistered from toil and cold and heat. But all to swing aside today to fields of Irish wheat. Had I the choice to wander back or own the king's abode, I'd sooner see that hawthorn tree down the old bog road. My mother died last springtime when Ireland's fields were green. The neighbors said her waking was the finest ever seen. There were snowdrops and primroses piled up beside her bed. And Fairn's church was crowded when her funeral mass was read. And here was I on Broadway, building bricks by load, when they carry out her coffin down the old bog road. Life's a weary puzzle, past finding out by man. I'll take the day for what it's worth, I'll do the best I can. Since no one cares a rush for me, what needs to make a moan, I'll go my way and draw my pay and smoke my pipe alone. Each human heart should know its worth, though bitter be its load. So God be with all Ireland and the old bog road.
If I didn't tell you at the beginning of the programme, I meant to, but on this week's programme we're going to have some unusual tracks. Here's one now that, well, imagine a four-year-old little boy starting school. That's how old I was, starting school. And, well, it was a boarding school and I wanted to go home and I was pretty lonely and pretty sad, but that's another day's story. But when I went to school, well, I found learning pretty easy and I picked things up very, very easily, including this next song. Yes, as a four-year-old, I can remember learning this song from our school teacher in the School for the Blind in Dublin. And we all stood around the class and we sang this song. The song is Oscailga, which means in Irish, but it tells the story of a little boat. O Roma Wargene Egshna Verangoon. O my little boat floating in the harbour. It's just in praise of his little boat. But here, Lumiere, a gentle treatment of O Roma Wargene. I don't think I ever sang it as good as this, though. Now, I hope any of our Irish listeners who may have been to school in Ireland and have gone abroad now, but I hope that brought happy memories back to you of your school days. Lumiere and O Roma Wargene. And now this lovely haunting song from Mary Duff, The Dark Island. Wasn't that beautiful altogether? And that was Mary Duff and The Dark Island. Earlier on the programme, I was telling you about, when we were talking about the Frank Patterson track, I was telling you how much I love some of those old American Irish or Irish American recordings that were made. Now, this next track was made 73 years ago. Now, I can remember as a very small child, after we had moved to Liverpool, we'd emigrated from Dublin to Liverpool, and we settled into our neighbourhood. And on one occasion, I was in a neighbour's house And she said to me, and I was only a young boy at the time, "Oh, you're Irish, aren't you?" And I said, "Yes." She said, "Well, you would know this song." And I had never heard the song before, but she sang it. And ever since, when I hear the song, it takes me back to those days. I'm a very sort of nostalgic person, as you have no doubt gathered by now. This is a recording, one of those lovely Irish-American songs. And you either love these or you don't like them. So, whatever, let's listen to Bing Crosby and the Kingsmen, way back from 1940.
Mother, come from Ireland, 'cause there's something in you Irish. Will you tell me where you get those Irish eyes? And before she left Killarney, did your mother kiss the Blarney? 'Cause your little touch of brogue you can't disguise. Oh, I wouldn't be romancing. I can almost see you dancing where the Kerry pipers play. Sure, and maybe we'll be sharing in the shamrock you'll be wearing on the next St. Patrick's Day. Your mother come from Ireland, 'cause there's something in you Irish, and that bit of Irish steals my heart away.
Did your mother come from Ireland, 'cause there's something in Irish? Will you tell me where you get those Irish eyes?
And before she left Killarney, did your mother kiss the Blarney? 'Cause your little touch of brogue you can't disguise. Oh, I wouldn't be romancing. I can almost see you dancing where the Kerry pipers play. Sure, and maybe we'll be sharing in the shamrock you'll be wearing on the next St. Patrick's Day. Did your mother come from Ireland, 'cause there's something in you Irish, and that bit of Irish steals my heart away.
Ah, now come on. You've got to admit that was beautiful. Simply nostalgic. Call it what you will, but it was lovely. Bing Crosby and Did Your Mother Come From Ireland. If I say the holy ground, you think we're going to have the Clancy Brothers. You know, fare thee well, my lovely. No, you're not. Because we're going to have a song entitled The Holy Ground. And recently on Sounds Irish, I mentioned and played a track by Mary Black and said I hadn't got an awful lot of her material. And as so often happens when I make such a statement, one of the listeners, or two or three, send me MP3 files of the artist I'm speaking about. This is what happened with Mary Black. And a friend of mine who lives in Dublin and listens to Sounds Irish sent me this track and said, this is a very unusual version of the song, The Holy Ground. Now, The Holy Ground is one of two things. It's either the Cove of Cork, which was the harbour in Cork and was always known as the Holy Ground, or Ireland can be known as the Holy Ground. And this is a quiet version of the song that the Clancy brothers had, oh, in about the early 60s. And it was all, it was all that sort of thing. This is a gentle interpretation of the song, beautifully done by Mary Black and the Holy Ground.
Farewell, my lovely Johnny. A thousand times at you. You are going away from the holy ground and the ones that you love true. You'll sail the salt seas over and then return for shore to see again the ones you love and the holy ground once more. You're on salt sea sailing. I am safe behind. Fond letters I will write to you, the secrets of my mind, and the secrets of my mind, my love. You're the one that I still I live in hopes you'll see the holy ground once more. I see the storm arising and it's coming.
Now, you've got to admit, that was simply beautiful and unusual too, Mary Black and the Holy Ground. We have established on Sounds Irish that the most sung about county in the whole of Ireland must be Donegal. And the least sung about, I'd say, would be the smallest county, County Louth. But there aren't too many songs about County Roscommon. Oh, the one that springs to mind is the one we had recently, the Rose of Castlereagh. And I think there's one called Knockrockery somewhere. I must dig that one up. But here, Kevin Prendergast says, I'll sing about Roscommon.
They sing of lovely Leitrim and the hills of Donegal. They sing of old Killarney, it's the prettiest place of all. They sing about the Wicklow hills and the green fields round Fergan. But I'd sing about Roscommon in the west coast of our land. Now I've travelled through Roscommon from Boyle to Castlereagh. All the green and lovely scenery, it would fill your heart with glee. And the nice folk around Rooskee, to me they are the best, who are proud of their own county, Roscommon in the west. Wexford and dear old Skibbereen. They sing of Shannon Golden and the 40 shades of green. They sing of Castle Blaney and lovely Derry Town. But I'll sing about Roscommon, this county of renown. Now I've travelled through Roscommon from Boyle to Castlereagh. All the green and lovely scenery, it would fill your heart with glee. And the nice folk around Rooskee, to me they are the best, who are proud of their own county, Roscommon in the west. Now I've travelled through Roscommon, from Boyle to Castlereagh. All the green and lovely scenery, it would fill your heart with glee. And the nice folk around Rooskee, to me they are the best, who are proud of their own county, Roscommon in the west. Who are proud of their own county, Roscommon in the west.
Some genuine country and Irish there. I'll sing about Roscommon from Kevin Prendergast, and we'll dedicate that to any Roscommon listener that may have been listening to me. This, again, is another Percy French song, but it's got a wonderful treatment from a group called Canticle. Now, I remember, I think it was on the first, if not the first, the second Sounds Irish programme, I played the Brendan O'Dowda version of this song, and I commented about the Blue Lagoon movie. Yes, you all remember that. Well, this is the song Come Back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Duff. And there is such a place in County Cavan as Bally James Duff. But this is a wonderful classical treatment by the group Canticle of that song, Come Back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Duff.
Whisper in all the sea. and the chocolate shapes of Fiji. That last sort of love is a moonshine and stuff, and never will addle my brain. For bells will be ringing in Babby Jane's stuff for me and my Rosie Kilrain. And all through their glamour, their gas and their gut, a whisper comes over the sea.
Come back, Betty Riley, to Betty James Duff. Come home, Betty Riley, to me.
Canticle there, and the Percy French song, Come Back, Paddy Riley to Bally James Duff. Well, friends, that sounds Irish for this week. I think it's got to be one of the most mixed programmes we've had over the last couple of months, but I've enjoyed every single track, and I hope you have. No matter what radio station you're listening to me, and I'm very happy to say that our little programme is being listened to by many stations now around the world. And don't forget, if you've got an email to send, the email address is everton274@sky.com. Don't worry about the name. Don't have to put my name in it. The address is everton274@sky.com, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. Friends, I hope all is well in your world. I pray that all is well in your world. May good God bless you and yours and me and mine. And until we're together again next week with Sounds Irish, Joe Bollett saying, take care, God bless, and travel safely. Sláinte, bye.